1330 WHBL, Sheboygan. News, talk, sports. A service of Midwest Communications. Now, from the WHBL newsroom, here's Mike Kinzel and Rusty Melberg.
Good afternoon at 12 noon. Rusty, we're at 28 degrees, wind chill there, a little bit of 119 for the wind chill.
Yeah, a little taste of winter today, maybe even a little snow shower at times, but otherwise mostly cloudy, high near 34.
A maintenance man has now been arrested after he allegedly killed two teens while he was being pummeled with a baseball bat. Milwaukee County jail officials said the 39-year-old man was placed in a cell after he was treated at the hospital. He was booked on possible charges of first-degree murder, although prosecutors will decide what the final charges will be, if any. Milwaukee Police Chief Ed Flynn said the maintenance man shot and killed a 19-year-old man and 18-year-old woman while they and a 20-year-old man took part in the attack after a physical altercation.
We did capture the assault on him on video. The video also captured the shootings.
The incident occurred yesterday afternoon in the stairwell in a Westside Milwaukee apartment building.
A 27-year-old Manitowoc woman is facing charges in connection with a drug-related death in the city of Manitowoc after her arrest on Monday. Damon Ryan reports.
Manitowoc County Court Commissioner Patricia Coppa set bail at $50,000 cash yesterday afternoon for Alyssa Reinke and bound her over for trial for her role in the death of 39-year-old Victor Gadzinski February 9th. Toxicology tests showed the narcotic pain medication fentanyl was a contributing factor in Gadzinski's death. Reinke admitted having sold the fentanyl to a 56-year-old man known to have abused drugs with the victim. In Manitowoc, for WHBL News, I'm Damon Ryan.
Fire last night damaged a home on the city of Sheboygan's south side. The fire in the home in the 500 block of South 14th Street was discovered shortly after 8 o'clock. Somebody called 911. The fire department shift commander, Dean Klein, said firefighters got there to find fire in an exterior hall. It was quickly doused before it could spread to other parts of the house. Damage estimated, though, at $5,000. The cause remains under investigation.
A newly released poll finds Governor Scott Walker and his Democratic challenger Mary Burke tied in the race for governor. It's the Rasmussen Report's first look at the 2014 governor's race. The statewide poll of likely Wisconsin voters finds Walker and Burke each earning 45% support, 5% like some other candidate in the race, and another 5% are undecided.
Latest on that jetliner, Malaysian authorities working to clear up some confusion surrounding the disappearance of Flight 370. Malaysian Transport Minister reports Chinese embassy says satellite images were released by mistake and do not show any debris from the Malaysian Airlines Boeing 777. No sign of the jetliner since it vanished Saturday during a flight from Malaysia to Beijing.
Although U.S. authorities are heading out to the Indian Ocean as a precaution that it may have headed that way.
All right.
A St. Nazian's man will spend 2 years on probation for trying to steal oxycodone from a Sheboygan pick and save. 49-year-old Bruce Erickson entered the North 25th Street store last September covered with decorative spider webbing. He crossed over the pharmacy counter and said he had a gun and wanted oxycodone. Police caught up with him in the store's parking lot and was found to have 5 bottles of the drug. Judge James Bulgert sentenced Erickson yesterday to probation so that he could continue to get specific treatment for addiction to pain medication and alcohol. If he violates probation, he will serve 2 years in confinement and 2 years extended supervision.
Well, the Benjamin Moore Spruce Up in downtown Sheboygan will be getting underway in a couple of months. They're meeting with property owners now. Planning Director Chad Pelishek said buildings in 4 blocks in the downtown area will be getting a paint job. Compliments of Benjamin Moore.
And what they're going to do is they're going to be repainting, designing and repainting all of the first floors. And then they're going to give the homeowners a 30 to 40% discount to paint the upper floor with a $10 off on a gallon of Benjamin Moore paint. We're hoping that most of the business owners will come forward and do the whole facade of their building with the new paint.
Both sides of the block on 8th Street between Penn Avenue and Center Avenue and from Wisconsin to Niagara will get the paint. Work will begin in May and should be finished in June.
While Republican officials and business leaders oppose a minimum wage increase, most of their Wisconsin brethren appear to be singing a different tune. According to UW-Milwaukee's quarterly economic scorecard, 52% of registered GOP voters favor some type of minimum wage hike, and so do 61% of voters with a business owner in their household. Just over three-fourths of everyone surveyed by UWM supported some type of minimum wage hike, and 57% support the proposal by state Democrats for a $10.10 an hour minimum wage phased in over 2 years.
Wisconsin's surprise winter tourist phenomenon melting away. Public access to those ice caves on Lake Superior at the Apostles Island will close no later than Sunday, possibly earlier if there's more melting. An estimated 124,000 people have visited those ice caves.
And March Madness will be in full swing for several area high school basketball teams today. One of those teams, Sheboygan Lutheran, the boys team at the WIAA state tournament in Madison. They will be playing Northeast Wisconsin Lutheran of Green Bay in a Division 5 semifinal game that gets underway at 1:30 this afternoon. We'll hopefully have updates for you on that later on during your half-hour updates on WHBL. Tonight, the undefeated Sheboygan North girls take on undefeated Kimberly in a WIAA sectional semifinal at Green Bay Preble tonight at 7 o'clock. Number one, number two ranked in the state. Game will be broadcast on WHBL. Also tonight, the Utsburg girls will meet Waupun in a sectional semifinal at West Bend.
Ooh, lots of action.
Plenty of action to get you enticed for the college teams next week.
You bet. How about the forecast, Rusty?
Mostly cloudy. Chance of a flurry or snow shower, high near 34, but those temperatures will be rising overnight, and tomorrow, plenty of sunshine, a bit breezy, but 43 for a high.
Hey, right now we're at 28 degrees as we get back to Rush Limbaugh, WHBL News Time at 12:06.